So we wanted to get a bunch of local activist organizations together to kind of think about the intersectionality of labor. And what we mean by that is essentially how the fight for labor and the fight for working people touches so many other aspects of the fight for social justice. So we had people from non-commercial media, we had people from who are fighting for anti-racism, etc.
Tell us about the DSA in general and how the socialist movement and socialism as a political entity, how it's doing right now in the US.
And I can speak from my perspective. I think we're doing very well, and I think we connect with what people actually want. And I think our message really resonates with all sorts of people across the political spectrum who have kind of been depoliticized and lost faith in the two parties.
I know there was an uptick in membership of the Socialist Party in recent years, and I know a lot of that is being driven by younger folks. I mean, do you think that we're seeing a change now in the current political status quo with the two main parties being so dominant?
So I feel like it is being driven by a lot of younger people, and younger people, I think, are getting involved because they have been radicalized through a series of social movements in recent years, through the precariousness of their particular historical circumstances, from all sorts of things like student loan debt to a feeling kind of a lack of a solid, stable future. But it's also important to recognize that there is a continuity of older generations involved here. I think too often in mainstream media, we think of it just as a generational thing, this is just a millennial thing. And I think it's really important to emphasize the continuity of people who have been fighting for this for years.